The following programming is sponsored by Clean and Sober Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
If you need immediate help, please call the National Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline at 1-800-662-HELP. Welcome to Clean and Sober Radio, brought to you in part by Recovery Centers of America, the nationally recognized leader in drug and alcohol treatment, using proven evidence-based treatment, including 24/7 medically supervised detox, inpatient and outpatient options. You'll receive exceptional care from an expert team of master-level clinicians, physicians, nurses, and staff using 12-step methodology and medications. Jefferson University Hospitals and Thomas Jefferson University, providing excellent clinical and compassionate care in the Philadelphia region, a proven leader in healthcare and education since 1825, and Acadia Healthcare, with locations on the East Coast. Acadia maintains a standard for excellence in the treatment of behavioral health and addiction concerns. And now, here are your hosts, Gary Handler and Mark Sigmund.
Hey, thanks for joining us and welcome to the show. And of course, happy and healthy new year to all our listeners and viewers. Clean and Sober Radio features real people with real stories about addiction to drugs and alcohol. Mark, what do you have this week in recovery news?
Speaking of New Year's, dry January. Studies are showing the benefits of dry January last more than a month. Participants are showing improvements in both health and well-being. It's also shown to lead to less drinking as people form new habits like turning down alcohol. They're finding it's leading to weight loss, better sleep, boost your mood. Dry January is the way to go for people that are still drinking out there.
Dry January. It's a good, good New Year's resolution,
it is.
Right?
It is. And, you know, again, they're saying that these habits that people that are over drinking are actually pulling back a little bit on drinking when they do dry January.
Well, Mark, did you ever hear of a company called AmerisourceBergen?
I did before the show.
All right, let me tell you about AmerisourceBergen is a corporation. It's a drug wholesaler company. It was formed by a merger in 2001. They provide drug distribution and consulting related to medical businesses, operations, patient services, and all this other stuff. Federal government is suing them now. They're a company located outside of Philadelphia in a town called Conshohocken over hundreds of thousands of alleged opioid violations. Federal prosecutors said this drug wholesaler failed to report suspicious orders of opioids. The company says the government's cherry-picked possible violations. The U.S. Justice Department is suing one of the nation's largest corporation drug wholesalers, AmerisourceBergen, for allegedly fueling the national deadly opioid crisis.
Unbelievable. I mean, you think that they probably saw it so much, especially in Virginia and these other states, and they saw the overprescribing and just didn't do anything. Didn't do anything.
It's all about money, isn't it?
And there's no records, you said, right?
A lot of it, yeah. There were, you know, they're supposed to, obviously, with the federal government, they should be able, you know, giving information, giving records, give, you know, there has to be an accounting of what they're doing, and a lot of it is empty space. So, you know, I don't know how many people they killed.
I mean, I guess them along with the drug companies fueled this whole thing.
Absolutely. I mean, another problem. So let's do this. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, let's talk about how we all did in the year 2022 as it relates to our recovery. What things did we do right, and what things did we do wrong? And we'll be right back.
This is Clean and Sober Radio.
If you're struggling with alcohol or drugs, Recovery Centers of America can help. RCA's local inpatient and outpatient programs are founded on science and delivered with heart from an expert, caring team who will inspire and guide you every step of the way. Call 1-888-RECOVERY now to speak with a treatment advisor. At RCA, you'll be in a community that builds connections and fosters support from peers and RCA's team of medical professionals and recovery support specialists. At RCA's state-of-the-art campuses, offices in Devon, PA, and Mays Landing, New Jersey. They tailor your treatment to you and also offer specialized programs for patients with history of trauma, for patients who have achieved recovery but are experiencing a relapse, for young adults, adults 50 years and older, a confidential program for first responders and military, and a faith-based program. RCA answers the phone and accepts patients 24/7. And because it's local and in-network with insurance providers, treatment is affordable and accessible. Don't wait. Call 1-888-RECOVERY today.
Hey, this is Mark Stein from the classic rock band Vanilla Fudge, and you're listening to station WWDB.
888-728-9941. This is Clean and Sober Radio.
Also heard on these great radio stations, WGAC in Augusta, Georgia, WHFS Tampa, Florida, and WWWE, the real 1100 talker out of Atlanta, Georgia. So we're back. So here we are another year. And I thought today, guys, and when I say guys, everybody, our distinguished panel of Mark Willig and Linda E, or how
Linda
do you want
Elkins
me? We'll use Linda Elkins. Are joining us, and we like to have them with us because it gives another perspective of the whole situation here. So I thought this would be a good time, and I like to do it each year. Mark and I like to do it each year. Let's talk about how we did in 2022. Did we conduct ourselves responsibly? Did we act like normal human beings? Did we stay sober, clean and sober? Did we set an example for others? Listen, none of us around this table are perfect. But I think that we all here try to do our best each and every day. And if you have any comments, please give us a call at 1-888-728-9941. That's 1-888-728-9941. Mark, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Linda, Happy New
happy
Year.
New
and Mark
Year.
W, Happy New Year.
2023. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Hard to believe.
We started this in 2013.
Man, it flies too.
Right. Time
it
flies.
Really flies.
When you're having fun.
Yes.
Doesn't
yes.
it? So.
We'd love to hear from the audience too about how you guys did, you know, for New Year's along with all of us, right?
Well, Linda, how did you do this year?
I did great. I mean, I did really good. Coming out of COVID was a little difficult.
Yeah.
Not going to live meetings was difficult yeah. for me. I'm yeah. a social person. I need to be around people. I did go back and find a meeting that I like, but it's not like it used to be. It's not like it used to be where I could just fall in somewhere and I know everybody. It's like starting all over again.
Isn't that crazy?
It
so
is.
So there's not as many meetings around anymore because a lot of them during COVID died pretty much.
When
right?
I looked it up, we're down about 120. We used to have over 600 and now 500. And that's just AA. I mean, I'm sure yeah. NA and all that too. But I also figure you have to have an open mind. There are sober groups on Facebook. There's Refuge Recovery, mm-hmm. Dharma Recovery, Smart Recovery. We have to open our – I have to be open to everything. When in the old days people would say, how do you do it? And I said, get to a meeting, go to a meeting. Now I'm like, there are other ways. People have stayed clean during the pandemic, and they've done it not solely with just meetings.
Yeah, well, I don't like Zoom meetings. I like the interaction.
Me too.
So I don't think I went to more than three meetings, mm-hmm. Zoom meetings in 2 years.
I like them.
Yeah.
But I like in person better. But they're kind of nice because you can tune in at work sometimes. Oh, geez, hopefully my boss isn't listening.
You can tune out.
Tune out, or, you know, work or, you know, late at night. Their meetings going 24 hours a day and sometimes yeah. just listening.
Yeah, on Zoom I've done a lot of New York meetings. And it's yeah. fun, but it's not the same. I prefer to have a group of people and fall in with them and – you know, yeah. have good friends, and yeah. that's how it's been. And I'm going to work my way back up to that.
Good. Mark Willig, how did you do this year?
Well, you know, there are some crazy, crazy Zoom meetings. Mark and I were talking about this one a couple weeks ago.
How did you do this year?
How did I do?
Yeah.
I'm still standing,
well,
right?
Well, that doesn't matter.
you know what? I've had health problems.
Yeah.
And I'm here. You know, I'm a big step guy. I'm a big 12 and 12 guy. And you know, sometimes when we think about our character defects, and we all have them, and they all come back, but we have to know how to deal with them so that it doesn't turn into a shortcoming. Like, if you have three flat tires, you don't get in a car and drive. So I had a situation where I backed into a wall.
Literally?
Literally. And my bumper just came right off, and I thought it was the end of the world. And I didn't handle it right. You know, I had my whole sponsor family was there. These are guys that met me for the first time, and there were about 30 people there, and I was freaking because I had that wedding yesterday, and I'm not going to have the car. And you know what? I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut like everybody else. And my one of my resolutions this year is to think before I act out. You know, I'm going to do that. I had to apologize to people and you know, and you take it out on the ones you love. You really do. You know, took it out on some people and, you know, hopefully they forgive me. And listen, I didn't use over it because that'll show them, you know. So, you know, meetings, I'm going to one tonight with my friend Kevin, who's going to speak. And, you know, the Zoom meetings, you know, I like going to my home group because it's a place where I fit in, where I feel comfortable, where I belong. It's like sliding into home plate, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, otherwise everything's good.
Good. If you're just joining us now, we're talking about how we did in the year 2022. You know, did we follow the program? Do we act like normal human beings, not like the crazy people we did when we were in our addiction? Listen, if you're just listening and you're not watching, you can watch us right now live on Facebook on our page, Clean and Sober Radio, and you can join a group of people that are watching us right now, like Debbie Reynolds, Del Tredinnick, my main man. Judge Christopher Maddox is watching, and he says, have a great show and a very happy new year. Keep up the good work. I had a nice dinner with the judge last night.
Nice. We had a
great time. Alice Scott is watching. Kathy Wolf Collin is watching. Michael Shoemaker is watching from Tennessee. Laura Story, Bob Moeller. Laura Story says, what I did last year, I joined Clean and Sober Broadcasting, which was a powerful tool for me coming out of the pandemic. That's really nice to hear.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. Bob Moeller says, you know, Happy New Year, guys and lady. That's you, Linda. Let's see.
Kenny Willig. I think that might be somebody that Mark.
That's my bro.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool. Nice.
In Boca.
Mick Handren is watching. I think Nick's new. Do you recognize
I'm not name? Sure.
Dustin Green is watching.
He's new, I think.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know what he says? Right, Linda? What does Dustin Green say?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Back.
Hey, hey. Hey, listen, also, let's get this out of the way. If you're listening to us, we're having fun. It's a serious subject, guys. But we still have to have fun in recovery. If you need help right now, we want you to call the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline at 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-HELP. Don't wait. You know, don't say, hey, I'll stop using right after the new year because it could be too late.
Yeah, you want to get it early. You don't want to wait till the lowest of the low bottoms. And people always say there's a trap door to a bottom. So reach out, get some help.
Yeah.
And the suicide hotline, right?
Give it out.
Suicide hotline is 988. Call that if you're feeling hopeless. They'll hook you up with some help. It's a big problem.
Hey, were either of you two guys, Linda or Mark, I want to say Mark W. Look, I think everybody knows the difference in your voices, okay? Were you able to help anybody this year? Were you able to give back?
Yeah.
Were you?
For sure. Yeah. I have that friend that you and I have in common who doesn't, you know, like she's not crazy about meetings, but she had a really rough year. Okay. People were there for her. It was great. I have a sponsee who's a little crazy, but I help her every week. I help her every week, no matter what, whether we go to a meeting or not. So, I mean, I'm helping people. I mean, I'm helping somebody.
That's good.
All the time.
That's good. Very good, Linda.
It's great stuff. Great stuff. And it helps you, doesn't it, by giving back?
Oh, it helps me.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does. How about you, Mark?
Well, I'm here. You know, I got a face for radio. And
that's debatable.
I was at a wedding last
We're going to have this trouble.
Wait, before you continue, all right, let's just tell the audience.
Explain.
Mark and I have this new gadget.
Which is the problem.
Called a Rode Pro something, and it has sound effects on it.
Yes, it does.
And it does a lot of other things. So we're just like, we can't wait to start hitting these buttons.
It's a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
Yes, it is.
You know, so it gives sound effects like we just did with Mark.
Here's a cool one.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, nice. Something like that. So go ahead, Mark. What were you saying?
Anyway, so I'm here.
Yes.
And that's, to me, it's giving back. You know, if somebody at all the times that we've been on here got anything out of what we said at a meeting here, that's great. I was at a wedding last night where the bride's brother, who I know from when his mother was pregnant with him, he had a problem, and he went into treatment, and, you know, he's doing great. And everybody came up to me and said, thank you so much for helping him. And I'm like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Well, you were there for him. I said, but you know what? If he relapsed, don't blame me. But he's not he didn't relapse or anything. But, you know, this is – you do this yourself. This is a self, you know, program. And if you love yourself, you're going to stay clean and sober.
Well, you know, I think that either any of the four of us, we don't know how much we have helped different people. You know, you only hear about certain people say something, hey, thanks. But you have no idea, Mark – how many people you have helped, Linda, or my co-host here with this show, how many people we've helped. That's a good thing. That's why we're here, you know? So, hey, listen, we have some emails I want to get to right now. Leslie R. from Atlanta, Georgia, enjoying listening to your show. Do you know if Narcan can be obtained without a prescription?
Yes. It can. Yes, it can. And go to any drugstore and you can get Narcan. We're trying to really saturate the entire United States with Narcan right now because it's so helpful for overcoming overdoses.
I was speaking with a doctor from Penn this week, and she's a major force in the Narcan because she lost both of her kids.
Oh, my gosh.
No other children. And I asked her the question, actually, about this prescription. She said it's still by prescription, but you don't need a prescription. It was a little confusing because if it was only by prescription, they couldn't put displays out in like CVS or Rite Aid. She was giving me all these kind of things. So they're moving towards you can just walk in and there's no issues. And, you know, and a lot of good things come with them being classified as non-prescription. But for right now, it's still a prescription, but you don't need a prescription. If that makes any sense, it was a little difficult for me to, with my ADD, Mark, to understand what that meant.
And I think it's called a standing order that's going
You're
on
right.
right now.
You're exactly right.
And I think that certain drugstores are better with it than others. I don't know where you said she was from.
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Then you can walk into any CVS and they'll give it to you, no questions asked.
Or police station.
No problem.
Police station. Does insurance cover?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. Okay. In fact, when you were giving it away free one day at a thing, they like to take your insurance to try to charge it to the insurance. So I've done that a couple of times as a provider, making sure I have enough. And it's a good idea for people to have two or three now because the fentanyl's so strong. One hit is not enough if you have to revive somebody. Yeah. Have at least two on you.
Yeah.
And always call 911.
Always. Always.
You know, we've been doing this for 8 years now. And and this is not getting any better, guys, unfortunately.
It's so bad.
It's not getting any better.
And this new drug called xylazine is causing major problems. I was just talking to somebody that works at a local facility, and she was talking about how there's kids down in Kensington, you know, young in their early 20s are getting amputations from this stuff. It's causing big issues. And she was also talking about how when you bring somebody back from an overdose from fentanyl, that the xylazine is not affected by the Narcan. And so these people are still out. They're very, you know, it's kind of like they're on benzos. Even after coming back from the overdose from the fentanyl. But pretty much all the dope down in the city has xylazine right now.
So it has xylazine in it the way the fentanyl was in everything?
Yes. It's a tranquilizer, an animal tranquilizer.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they've been mixing it in with all the fentanyl.
Yeah. Horrible.
1-888-728-9941 is our number. Get involved with this conversation and let us know how you did this year. Stephen R. from Lexington, Kentucky. Happy New Year. I just celebrated 3 years. Way to go, Steve R.
All right.
There you go.
I love that one.
I know you do.
That's awesome.
We're going to have to tie Mark's hands down.
And yours.
Yeah, and ours. If you're just joining us, we're talking about how we did in the last year. It's important. It's important to reflect back. And, you know, it's easy to talk the talk, but you really need to walk the walk. So it's important to look back honestly and see how you did. You're not perfect. Just try to do your best.
Yeah. And look at our program, right? Are we still working a solid program? Because, you know, as a counselor, complacency is the thing I see all the time with relapses. So it's a good time to take a inventory of, hey, am I going to enough meetings? Am I talking to a sponsor? Am I doing step work? Etc.
Absolutely. I just want to, you know, mention a couple. You know, we have a lot of people watching today, and I don't want people to text me after the show and say, "Hey, how come you didn't mention us?" Go on Facebook. Go to Clean and Sober Radio. You can watch us do the show.
Share the feed too, please. That would be great.
Share the hope.
Justin Green says. The judge, he's referring to Judge Maddox, has presided over some of my poor decisions. Judge, you hear that? Betsy Green is watching. I wish everybody a sober New Year's filled with serenity and peace. Mike Berg, Happy New Year. Marjorie Hendler.
Your beautiful wife.
C. Ruger, Kathy Lennon. I wonder if she's related to John Lennon. What do you think?
I don't know. We'll have to have her call in.
One of the Lennon sisters.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you're dating yourself now.
Linda, isn't he?
Right?
He's dating himself.
I don't know who he's talking about, right?
Oh, no, you're too young.
She's the blonde, I think.
You should have heard it before the show. These guys were telling stories about drugs I've never heard of.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
You never heard it. Come on, we're talking about Quaalude.
No, there was other ones, too.
Placidil.
What were you talking about? Oh, Placidil.
Black Beauties.
And I'm just
he hasn't had a Black Beauty,
Zoxin.
Right?
No.
Here we go.
Barbiturates. Back in the day, we would Dorset.
Oh, gosh,
we did
I started
all kinds
this.
Of stuff back then. Now you started. Now you'll get me going.
Now we're here.
It's so easy to get a bunch of addicts going on that stuff.
How many years do we have around this table? 40, 25,
65.
What do you got?
25, 24, change.
We've almost 100 years.
Yeah.
Almost a century.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And next year, we should all be sitting around this table at the same time and saying, we got another year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the idea of this whole thing. James D. from Macon, Georgia. How can fentanyl be hidden in marijuana? I thought it came in a powder form. Mark?
They're spraying it.
Is that what they're doing? I'm not sure.
They're spraying it. They're spraying it like they spray the embalming fluid. They're spraying it like they make the wets. Yeah. The same way they put, what is that embalming fluid called?
Angel bodies?
Yeah. There's a.
Oh, gosh.
Something hydrogen.
I don't know.
We're having this.
I don't know.
we all know this.
The same thing. They can take the powder and mix it with water and they're spraying it on the weed.
Wow. It's scary. Wow. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's continue the conversation on how did we all do this year, good or bad. We'll be right back.
This is Clean and Sober Radio.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Hi, I'm Billy J. Kramer, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
888-728-9941. This is Clean and Sober Radio.
And we are back, and welcome back, everybody, and happy and healthy New Year. By the way, Kathy Lennon said that John Lennon's her cousin. I believe that.
I believe it.
Don't you believe it? This is interesting. Mike Hanrahan, great show, watching from down under. That's Australia.
Awesome.
It's Australia. Happy New Year. Dr. Bob said, it's all clean house. Trust God. Help others. Worked for me. So far, 50 years clean and sober. Wow. Excellent. All right, we have a caller on the line. Bob, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, Bob.
How did you do this year, Bob?
Well, I put in my comment, you know, I go to my home group Sunday morning at 8 o'clock at Marple Presbyterian Church. And, you know, I've been having some medical problems, but I finally got back this year and back there. But I've become a Zoomer. You know, it's like I basically still go to 3 or 4 meetings a week and mm-hmm. plus Sunday. And, you know, I just it's interesting because I've gotten involved with the 830 group at the 562 Clubhouse. And, you know, it's a neat group. There's like, you know, we could have sometimes we have 9 and sometimes we have 40.
Let me just tell our listeners and viewers, because we're all over the country. That's a clubhouse outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
And, you know, it's like getting back involved. You know, it's like, you know, I got on the other day. We need a chairperson for Friday. Well, you know what? My sponsor told me never to say no. So I didn't. You know, so I'm chairing the month of January. But look, you know, being sober a few 24 hours, the bottom line's still the bottom line. You know, I gotta be involved. I can't, you know, I've gone through the complacent, you know, times and guess what? I damn near drank. You know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I can't do that anymore. You know, it's like I don't know, you know, I'm 37 years sober, and it's like I still love meetings.
We created a monster.
Yeah, we did. Hey, well, look, congratulations on all those years. And you're right. If you don't stick to it, if you become complacent, it's pretty easy to go out. So I hear.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been blessed. I've never had that opportunity to research and develop my alcoholism after. And, you know, it's all I can tell you guys is I've said this to a friend of mine who's been around now. I guess she's been coming around for about two and a half years. I was at her very first meeting, and she's part of the 830 group. And she said to me the other day, she said, it's people like you that are consistent that help me to keep coming back. So I think long-term sobriety and people showing up at meetings shows newcomers that it does work.
Absolutely. You
know? So anyway, Happy New Year all. Enjoy.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Bob.
Happy New Year.
We hope for you to have a great 2023.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Nice. It's good.
He's so right about complacency. And don't you get pretty miserable when you get complacent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you start to just get all selfed up, and it's a problem.
Listen, don't be a chicken. Call in, just like Bob did, 1-888-728-9941. None of us bite.
This never works when you do it like this, Gary. When he says, well, don't be a chicken.
Well, you used to say that we would be giving away a car for the fifth caller.
The Matchbox car.
Yeah, the Matchbox
yep.
car.
Yep.
And there were people thought we were giving away real cars.
They did. And we could have gotten sued.
Well, I guess we could.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's the map was a better idea.
The what?
The map.
Oh, the map.
Yeah, the map.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. Brian Quinn is watching. Brian, how are you, buddy? Again, 1-888-728-9941. Look, really think. Dig deep. Think about what you did. Call in and tell us what you did wrong. Tell us the bad stuff that you did this year. I'd like to hear that stuff. You know?
I mean, I would too, but I don't know. Do
Mark,
you think people
are
going to?
Are you ashamed of anything you did, Mark?
That's a really rough question. Yes, of course. I'm not going to get into it. But how about you, Gary?
Am I ashamed? Yeah, there's some things I've done.
Yeah. What are they?
Well, as soon as we're off here, I'll tell you.
It's an hour show.
Yeah. Yeah. We've all done stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. But you know what? I think now when we do it, we realize we've actually done it. And you start thinking, you know, what were the repercussions of what I just did to somebody else, if it is somebody else?
The awareness is so important.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, like doing that 10th step at the end of the day and looking back at the day and saying, for people that aren't familiar, 10th step is you take a daily inventory. So looking back at the day, seeing where did I fall short? Where did I do well? And where can I do better tomorrow?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for me, my program is very simple. I don't pick up and I try to do good things each day. It doesn't always happen.
And you had a good year. You got an award. That's right. Remember that?
You had a
good year.
We were there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten awards.
It was a solid year.
It was a solid year. What else did I do this year?
You went away. You were in
Jamaica.
Yes.
Well, okay, that doesn't really count. I mean, the only thing that counts is that I didn't use down there, okay?
Yes.
Right.
You that's know, on my do not fly list.
Is Jamaica?
Yeah, I got a couple of them. Jamaica.
Where else?
How come?
I don't. There's certain places I can't go. One of them is Amsterdam. Amsterdam's
okay.
Like
I'm getting
number
a
one.
Reason here. I'm getting yeah. a reason. Uh-huh. I'm getting a reason here.
Jamaica. I'm trying to think if I have any other. I'm sure there's other ones on my do not fly list. Probably Thailand.
Is
Thailand? Yeah.
Is Amsterdam and Jamaica for the same reason or different reasons?
Oh, he's definitely.
There's many reasons.
Many, yeah. So, many. Look, if you're aware of it, you don't go.
Exactly.
Right? Mark, is there anywhere you won't go?
I won't go to, I don't know. I won't go to.
New Jersey?
I was there, but I avoided Camden. I don't go to. I don't fly to K&A.
Okay.
I used to on the L, but not no more. But I don't go anywhere. What do I do?
I want to just clarify something. I said Mike Hanrin. It's Mick, and I apologize for that. Okay, just want to clear that up.
Okay,
cool.
See, when you do something wrong, admit it
promptly
and try to correct it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I went back to Jamaica. I didn't have a problem. I went back to Jamaica sober.
Did you stay in they have the compounds that you can stay in?
The second time we were on a cruise, and it was with my husband.
Okay.
So
okay.
We stopped at different places for a day or two. We were Cozumel that year and Ocho Rios.
Gotcha.
And we walked all over Ocho Rios to the markets, and people were saying, why are you walking there? We're like, don't worry about us. Like, we'll be fine in the center city in Jamaica. It was great.
You know, it's Mexico.
Mexico. I haven't been. Mexico's on my list, but not for that reason.
Wait, didn't you mean Mexico?
No.
Cozumel.
Oh, like Cozumel, but we also went to Ocho Rios, which is Jamaica.
Yes.
I love Mexico.
I don't like Mexico so much. I was in Acapulco a few years ago, but I wouldn't go back.
We love the Mexican people, though.
We do.
Okay.
And the food.
Islas Mujeres.
Yeah, Amsterdam would be rough, I think.
The island of women.
Is it?
Yes,
wow.
But it's not for that reason.
No?
All right, if you just joined us now, we are talking about how we did this past year as far as doing the right stuff. And if you're honest with yourself, I'm sure you can come up with 100 reasons why you did good things and maybe more that you didn't do such good things.
I'll tell you, our phone line sure did go blank after you asked people to call in and tell us the bad stuff you did.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Tell us anything you did.
Tell us, brag. Call us and brag how great you're doing.
Tell us a joke.
Let's go in the next room and just call us.
Yeah, absolutely. Larry V from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Happy New Year and thanks for all you do. Go Eagles.
All right. We should do an EAGLES Eagles right now.
We don't have that on the board.
No, we don't have that on the board. Let's see. All right, let's get serious for a little bit. This time of the year also, besides what you did this year and how you did. You know, this is a tricky time of the year. New Year's Eve is one horrific day or days of traps that you can encounter.
Amateur night.
And you got to be really careful on how you conduct yourself and where you go. You know, I was thinking today before the show, you know, even if a family member or a friend says, ah, come on over, you know, we'll be drinking. You don't have to drink. Don't feel that they're guilting you to showing up. You do what's best for yourself.
And especially in early recovery.
Right. Yes.
Huge. I don't know how many people I work with that go to these family events and then end up relapsing and say they have 60 days sober. You see that a lot too, Linda?
A lot. People just have to stay away from their family in the beginning if the family triggers them. Mm-hmm. And most likely they will. I mean, that's a family you grew up with, the family that remembers all the bad things you did. Yeah. And it can trigger you. Not that they're forcing a drink down your throat, but those feelings can come back on you. And you're in that atmosphere and you'll right away start drinking.
You know,
like
it was
any little thing.
It's so cool. This week I was talking to some clients about this was their first time getting through the holidays. Well, they got to get through New Year's, mm-hmm. but sober. And, you know, they enjoyed it with their families and they didn't use. And it was really nice to see, you know, real nice to hear.
Yeah. that is nice to hear, isn't it? That's a scary time. And can you remember when you first got into this? It was like, you were like, they say, a pink cloud. Mm-hmm. Everything was bright and sunny. And then after a while, reality, I got arrested 2 years after I got sober.
I know.
For something I did 2 years before I got sober. Mm-hmm. But I remember that first year, the pink cloud, and how refreshing and how just fabulous everything felt.
And it was so scary, though, like certain situations, like knowing there's a family event coming up or knowing that, you know, friends were going camping and I couldn't go.
You made the decision not to go.
I made a decision not to go. Well, first I asked my friends not to bring any drugs and alcohol. That was my first step.
How did that go, Mark?
It did not go well, Gary, and I copped a resentment over it. Yeah, I was like, they don't care about me enough to leave the drugs and alcohol at home. Yeah.
No, they didn't.
They did not. No. I had to talk to my sponsor.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, how about you?
Well,
what do you look out for this time of the year?
What do I look out for?
I know you were at a party last night.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of drinking going on. And it
was a lot of drinking going on, but I wasn't drinking. I'm used to it. You know, can't you have one? I said, that's the problem. I can't. Yeah, one. It's like it's the opposite of Narcan. You know, one is not enough. Narcans and drinks and drugs, one is too many, and a thousand's never enough. So
yeah, I know it's,
you know,
you have to do it. You have to be selfish. You know, this family thing. You know, oh, it's my family. I have to go. That could be your worst enemy, for sure.
And how important is it to remember that first step, like that I'm powerless over this stuff and I can't do one.
Right.
You know, it's I was just talking to somebody yesterday that was having thoughts about that after many years clean.
Really?
And he was saying to me, like, I would never take the risk. I wouldn't take the risk because I don't know what would happen, you know? So.
Well, that's right. That's... That's right. Some more viewers. Hope Cornfield Bressler is watching. Laura Story says, I eat poor and go to bed and wake up rich the next day, clean and sober.
That's great.
Yeah, that is great.
Isn't that awesome?
Ted Klotz, watching your show, going to a meeting tonight. The weather was horrible for the last 2 weeks, so I miss my meetings terribly. You know, a lot of our steady listeners and viewers and audience, they know what they're supposed to do. Now, is that always enough to stop you from using, that you know what to do?
No.
No.
No, I guess it's doing it. And two, what stage somebody's at in terms of, like, their willingness to actually run with this thing.
Yeah, that's why you need a sponsor to help you in the early sobriety, or at least go to beginner's meetings where people can give you all these tips and you can figure it out and it becomes part of your being. And then, like, we don't have to think about this stuff that much.
Yeah. And hanging out with the right people. Get a group of people. You probably meet them in meetings. They're all not great. Pick. Like, you pick your meetings and stick with the winners.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Don't you? I mean, you have to be careful, especially in early recovery, because not everybody there is solid enough in their recovery and they can take you back out.
You just said that. Remember Bob, who used to say stick with the winners all the time? He passed away 2 years ago.
I was just thinking about that.
Bob Marquis. Wait.
Right. He was a pilot, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wow. You know, Linda, it's interesting. You know, we've been going to meetings for decades and decades and decades. Where did everybody go? I mean, you sort of see some of the people on a continual basis, but there are thousands of people. Where did they go?
When, you know, some of them move away, but I mean, when our meeting was struggling and I was calling people, some of them were saying, well, I don't like to go out anymore at night. I'm older. You know, I like to go home and make dinner for my husband and stay home. So the nighttime meetings, I find people made them earlier. People didn't go. A lot more people are going to lunch meetings and early morning meetings, like clubhouse meetings that are
really?
7, 8 in the morning a lot. Those meetings are a little crowded.
Really?
But 8:30, people aren't doing it anymore.
That's interesting.
Because that's what we used to like, and going back out again at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we'd hang out till 10. But you also can't even go anywhere for coffee. All the coffee shops close at dinner time now. You can't, like, go hang out like we used to. Go to a diner and hang out for hours.
Were you part of the crew, I can't remember, way back in the 80s, after the meeting, we would all go out to dinner, 20 of us.
Yep.
And then slowly but surely, where'd they go? Where'd everybody go?
Go to the diner.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, we used to go down to Chinatown from the Friday night meeting.
Yeah.
Big Bill. We would go down to Chinatown.
Chinatown, let me just tell everybody, is a section of Philadelphia, which has a lot of Chinese restaurants, but you know, like,
and other right. stuff.
And other stuff. Yeah, and other stuff.
Other stuff.
Ellen C. from Hickory, North Carolina?
Mm-hmm. I think you did. Maybe not.
I just got out of rehab.
Oh, wonderful.
Feeling pretty good. Thanks for the positive messages that you guys give out.
That's great to hear.
Well, that is great to hear. Good.
For the second time.
Was it the second time? Was it?
I don't know.
Was it?
It doesn't matter, right? It's great to hear again.
Mark, you're the only one that says it's the second time.
Oh, great. That's never good when you look around the table and nobody else thinks it is.
Yeah. Okay, 1-888-728-9941. Give us a call like Bob M. did. And just, you know, tell us how you're doing then. If you don't want to talk about what you did, tell us how you're doing. And how do you think that next year is going to be for you? What are you going to do the same or differently to make it a good year?
I dare you to call.
Dare. Mark Willick says he dares you.
The crazy thing is that, I mean, I know we want to stay in today, but there's something about it turning 2024 that just feels different.
Wait a minute, it's 2023, Mark.
I know it's 2023. Oh. I'm talking about next year.
Oh. You know what I mean? You asked for that.
I did ask for that. But yeah, there's something about it. Then 2025.
Yeah.
You know, you're way younger than us. We didn't think we'd make it this far.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't think 2022. Yeah. I never thought I'd make it this
far.
Yeah. Well, we made it through 1984.
Right.
Now we have to make it through 2525.
Yeah. Remember that song, In the Year 2525?
We went through the millennium.
Who did that?
Mm-hmm. Sanger and Evans.
You got it, brother. What label was it on?
I don't know.
RCA.
Okay, thank you very much. Mark Willie is an expert on a lot of subjects.
Yes, he knows your whole history, too. Yeah.
I want to bring up that anywhere you go, you can find sober people. And you know the Deadheads, the people that follow the band around, not just the Grateful Dead, but all the bands that copy it and the cover bands. There, if you go to a Deadhead concert, there's a table with yellow balloons, and that table is the sober Deadheads.
Really?
There is something like that everywhere you go. Like when you go on vacation, you can find people. On cruises, There used to be a little thing on the bulletin board said, friends of Bill meet in this room.
Yeah.
So everywhere you go, there were people. Too?
The rat dogs.
They used to be in airports. I don't know if they are anymore.
What, Mark?
The wharf rats.
What's that?
That's the wharf rats. That's what that's called, the deadheads. They're called wharf rats.
Wharf rats.
They're cool.
Yeah. So I
got a friend who's a big deadhead, and he's been clean and sober for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And he just left. I had breakfast with him yesterday, and today he's in Cincinnati watching a band called Goose.
Really?
And he's, you know, that's great.
I thought, when I first got clean, I remember thinking to myself that, like, I couldn't go to any concerts anymore.
Mm. Right.
And that was really depressing, you know, and
yeah, I thought that once I got started, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of things.
And have fun.
Hey, I got to mention our buddy, member of this organization, Jim Petrowski.
Yay!
Says, Happy New Year, and when all else fails, help somebody.
And no one does that more than Jim Petrowski.
No, but Jim does that for everybody.
Now you don't hit the button.
I can't.
Now you should hit it.
I've hit it so many times.
Jim, this is what we say to you. What do we say?
What do we say?
Applause?
We say, good work, Jim.
There you go.
You know.
Jim, take that machine away from him, please.
Gary Gordon Goff is watching. I can't even go through every, you know.
It's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people. So I think we're ready for another break. Listen, we're going to say it again. Don't call us. How's that? Don't call us, but listen and take it in, and
that'll
we'll be right
better.
Back.
This is Clean and Sober Radio.
If you're struggling with alcohol or drugs, Recovery Centers of America can help. RCA's local inpatient and outpatient programs are founded on science and delivered with heart from an expert, caring team who will inspire and guide you every step of the way. Call 1-888-RECOVERY now to speak with a treatment advisor. At RCA, you'll be in a community that builds connections and fosters support from peers and RCA's team of medical professionals and recovery support specialists. At RCA's state-of-the-art campuses in Devon, PA, and Mays Landing, New Jersey, they tailor your treatment to you and also offer specialized programs for patients with history of trauma, for patients who have achieved recovery but are experiencing a relapse, for young adults, adults 50 years and older, a confidential program for first responders and military, and a faith-based program. RCA answers the phone and accepts patients 24/7. And because it's local and in-network with insurance providers, treatment is affordable and accessible. Don't wait. Call 1-888-RECOVERY. Recovery today.
Diversity in the workplace is more than gender, ethnicity, and even age. It also means people in recovery. The Higher Calling Foundation works to end the stigma of substance use disorders in the workplace by helping those in recovery find jobs, get career counseling, and more. All things insurance doesn't cover, and all at no cost. And encouraging businesses to hire employees in recovery. Because with the Great Resignation, there are jobs to be filled, and employees in recovery are an untapped demographic. It's mutually beneficial, and it's simply good business. Started by employment attorney in recovery Kevin Heyer, the Higher Calling Foundation believes everyone deserves a second chance and works to make that happen. And now, diversity in the workplace demands it. Visit HireCalling.org. That's H-Y-E-R calling.org. And find out how we can help you.
888-728-9941. This is Clean and Sober Radio.
Boy, the phones just lit up after we said don't call.
Right?
Amazing.
That worked out.
Didn't it?
I think it was more call and tell us the bad stuff you did this year that really kind of...
Listen, if I would call into the show. Listen, nobody knows who you are.
That's true.
And get it off your chest.
It's right? Like a confession.
You know, Mark and I talk about this. You know, we've been sober for a long time. But still, when we go into somebody's bathroom, we open up the medicine cabinet.
Do you?
Just
I'm not letting
to
you
see. It's amazing. That stuff is still in us.
It never goes away, does it? I mean, it never goes away. I'm smelling reefer all over the city.
Oh, I'm sure.
Aren't you? Like everywhere. 95, you drive down 95, people must be burning in their cars, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, we said when this is complicated and, you know, I don't want to get into the whole marijuana thing, but it's it's probably not a good thing.
I don't think so. I do like the fact that with medical, people for pain being able to use marijuana instead of opioids. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a real positive thing.
I agree with that. But the abuse is incredible. And, you know, and people don't understand. You know, I know people that have medical marijuana cards. They think they can smoke dope and drive in their cars. And if they get pulled over, there's no problem.
Oh.
I finally saw a commercial the other night that said, remember, you're still buzzed. Like, you still, may want to run out to the store to get convenience foods, but get them delivered because you're impaired. You're still impaired, whether it's legal or not.
THC and the medical marijuana, you're impaired.
Right, you're impaired.
Well, I was just reading an article about how delivery services for marijuana and also a couple states during the pandemic loosened restrictions where they can get alcohol delivered to their house.
There are delivery services.
There are deliveries for that.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, remember you always say there's no delivery service.
And there's no drive-ins.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh,
right.
That's a good point, yeah.
But we were talking about
recovery.
Recovery services. Yeah, but that, you can pick that up, Mark. Mark Sharp, you know that?
Picks up a lot of stuff.
Pick up, except drugs. And alcohol.
What's the bad stuff you've picked up this year?
I'll tell you what.
All right, tell us one thing.
Okay, guilt.
Guilt.
This is crazy. My first girlfriend, I was 12, 13, 14 years old.
She was four.
It was like, no. I'm four? Leaving you, honey.
Yeah.
I heard you were a pyro, whatever.
Pyro?
Pyromaniac?
Not a pyromaniac, child molester.
Pedophilia.
All right,
go ahead.
And I said, that's a mighty big word for a four-year-old. But
Is this for real?
When I was, you know, my big thing is, like, I like being the center of attention, like most addicts. That, remember that when I would talk out on my patio and you would hear the birds?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And I met this girl, and I wanted to impress her. You know, I was in eighth, ninth grade, or whatever. And the big thing that year was Chicago, the band. So I told her that I was a ghostwriter, and I wrote the whole third album. And for months, and I wrote Joy to the World, and I wrote Signs, and, you know, and I feel so bad that I want to make an amends to her, but she'll look at me like I'm crazy. I don't know where she is.
Why don't you tell us what you did this year?
This year?
Yeah. I think that's what we're talking about.
I don't know.
Nobody, everybody goes quiet on that question.
All right. You know what? Tell us the thing that makes you most proud that you did this year.
Well, the thing that makes me most proud is when I'm wrong, I promptly admit it.
Beautiful. Yeah, good.
That's
a good trait. How about you, Miss Linda?
I didn't do anything bad.
Oh,
I don't
here
know.
We go.
I didn't do anything
bad. All
right,
bad. What'd you do good? Tell us what you're most feel good about.
I just feel good every day.
She's an angel.
I feel good that I was able to see the family this year for the first time in 3 years, my extended family.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went to a couple of weddings this year. There was no crazy drinking at the weddings. Like, everybody behaved. It was great. We just had a great year. I'm just happy to be able to go back to meetings now and see people and get back into this and just do it. Just be happy.
Good. Hey, Mark, how about you, buddy? What are you most proud of this year?
Helping kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I helped a bunch of kids this year, which was really cool. Started a fishing club. You know, where, like, we do, like, fishing tournaments and all that stuff. It's just a couple of them. It's, like, my nephew's friend, my son. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a couple kids. But it was really cool.
That's cool.
There's nothing like seeing kids, like, you know, get really into something and enjoy something.
Catch a fish.
Listen, we're coming up in the hour. So I want to go around the table real quick. Linda, tell us what – if you had to give a message to people that are thinking about getting clean and sober – what would you say to them?
I would say get help. If your family's telling you to get help, that's your first clue. that you should do something. And if you can't do it yourself, please go to rehab. Please ask somebody. Ask a neighbor, a friend, somebody who you think might be sober. Ask them what you can do.
Okay.
Just talk to somebody. Okay. Open your mouth and say, I think I have a problem. To anybody
it's
and
hard to
somebody.
Do.
It's
hard to
really
do.
Hard to say, I think I have yeah. a problem.
Mark, how about you?
Well, being certified, you know, recovery specialist and family recovery specialist, I know that the family has a lot to do with it. But if you really need help and you want to get in touch with me, I'm not giving out my phone number, but you know, do it on the Clean and Sober website, and I'll get back to you. I mean,
all right. It's, good. Thank you. Thanks. What are you going to say?
There's hope. You know, that old saying, sometimes it's darkest before the sunrise, and your life will change, and it'll change for the better.
Right. Listen, I want to thank you for a great year.
You too, Gary.
You know, that was a great year. I want to thank Mark and Linda for coming on when we need them. And we want to wish all our audience a very, very happy and healthy and clean and sober new year.
On to 2023.
On to 2023.
That's right.
Remember, if you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, help is available. Please call 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-HELP. For Clean and Sober Radio, I'm Gary Hendler.
I'm Mark Sigmund.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about this broadcast, please join us on our mission at cleanandsoberbroadcasting.com. And by the way, Brad, thank you so much. And Wes, thanks a million.
The man.
To say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, I hope we pass the audition.